Hello everyone, my name is Vanessa and I will be talking to you about Portugal's most raunchy but fun music genre, Pimba. I will be talking about the history, instruments, hear more about some artists, and the cultural relevancy that it has today. So what is Pimba? Pimba is an upbeat style of music which has a combination of both folk and pop, and in the beginning era of Pimba, it also had a calmer style to it. Pimba is very popular during summer music festivals and at universities, and it is more common in rural Portugal than it is in urban Portugal due to the emigration during this time in which Pimba started taking off. And Pimba's main goal is to get people dancing and contains simple lyrics that are often funny and or sexual, which the basic outline for every Pimba song is to begin with a story and lead into an innuendo.
Every Pimba song must include these three basic instruments,
which is an accordion, rhythm boxes, and synthesizers. This was due to its popularity in urban Portugal, as these instruments were used as an economic substitute for traditional folk and orchestra instruments. It is said that the cheaper the instruments, the better the Pimba music you get. Looking more into the history of Pimba, it started after Portugal's dictatorship, in which musicians had the ability to be more expressive with their lyrics because there was no more censorship. So that kind of led into a lot of these sexual metaphors that you can find in Pimba music. Now, the exact pinpoint of when Pimba music started is unknown. However, it started taking off in the 80s, but it gained its popularity in the 90s. Now, the word Pimba itself has also changed in this decade, as in the 80s, Pimba was a term used kind of in the sense that the English word wham is used as an expression, but in the mid-90s, there was a song in which Pimba had a sexual connotation, to which the Pimba artist Emmanuel used that sexual connotation of the word Pimba and put it in his song Bimba Pimba. There was also a meaning of Pimba, which was used to identify the music genre. Moving on from the historical perspective of Pimba, we are now going to dig deeper into some famous Pimba musicians. Now, through my findings, I noticed that there was a lot more male Pimba musicians than there were female, even though it is not limited to. But I'm going to be talking about six Pimba musicians at the moment, which the first Pimba musician is Queen Barreiros, who is probably one of the most well-known Pimba musicians, and he was born in 1947 and is still alive today, and he had his most popular album release in 1992, and we will look at one of his songs in a little bit. The next artist is Emmanuel, who is also known as the Pimba King, in which he had that song that I talked about earlier, Pimba Pimba, which really took off. The next artist is Quim Guvia. He had his most popular album release in 2003 with his hit song Catch Up. José Malóa was also a famous Pimba musician who had his first Pimba released in 1986. The musical group Dia Passau was formed in 1980, and they have been releasing music since 1983 and still create Pimba music to this day. Finally, a female musician is Rosina. She is more musically present now, as she was born later than our other musicians, but she started taking off her Pimba career in 2007. We are now going to listen to some Pimba music just so we can kind of hear that essence of the instruments and that folk style.
The first artist that we will be looking at is Emmanuel and his song Pimba Pimba.
Rapazes da vigairada, ouçam bem com atenção. Todos temos o dever de dar às nossas mulheres muito carinho e afeição.
So in this song, Emmanuel talks about how, as men, they should listen very carefully, as they all have a duty to give our women much care and affection, and then further into the song, he talks about how to love a woman. The next song that we will be looking at is from Rosina, and this is probably the most PG version of a song that I could find of hers, as most of her songs are pretty straightforward discussing what she wants. So let's listen to a clip of that. So an English translation of that is, my love knows flowers, and he knows what that I do too. Our house is a garden, it's blooming and well. Which, in the song, going back into this innuendo thing, she's not really talking about a physical garden, she's talking about her sexual needs. As we continue to listen to the traditional instruments and look at the lyrics and hear the lyrics through the pimba music, our final song is by Quimbereros, and I'm going to actually read the English translation of the lyrics first, which he states, "In the streets that I live, I met a neighbor. Apart from her husband living alone, besides being beautiful, it's a well of kindness. Seeing my car in the rain, she offered me her garage." So the song is entitled about our neighbor's garage, but it is actually a sexual metaphor for an affair that he has with his neighbor. So let's listen to a clip of his song.
Na rua onde eu moro, conheci uma vizinha, separada do marido e está morando sozinha, além dela ser bonita.
So now that we heard more about pimba music, there is actually some discrimination that occurred with musicians in the pimba music industry. So prejudice occurred due to the lyrics, and some other Portuguese artists were not a fan of the genre and saw pimba music as pejorative and of poor quality. Specifically, a singer named Ramona wanted to venture out into different genres as she was a pimba artist, yet a lot of people in the industry wouldn't give her that chance due to her past in pimba. Now, how is pimba still popular today? Pimba music is still very often played in those rural neighborhoods, in households and parties and gatherings. Pimba musicians are often called to sing at university parties. And in Portugal, on the weekends, I believe it's Sundays, they actually have public television programs on the weekends that are dedicated to pimba artists and to listen to their discography. And some additional pimba musicians and songs that you can listen to is, as I discussed earlier, is a song Catch Up by Quim Gouvia. There's more Quim Barrera songs. There's a song from Michaela. De Passau has a song called Ela Portuguesa, and Jose Malua has that song Apita o Combio. So now you've learned a little bit more about what pimba music is, and maybe it is something that you can check out. Thank you. Ramona.